Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Happy Friday. We made it. End of the week. Great news. Weekend upon us. And I'm going to make your day even better. We're going to get some great draft insight from my guy, Chris Trapasso, super talented NFL draft and young NFL analyst for CBS Sports. This dude watches so much tape. You should follow him on Twitter at Chris Trapasso. Chris, so Chris, is this a time of excitement or relief or exhaustion for you at this stage of the season? Almost the draft upon us.
All of the above. I'm really excited for the draft. I'm a little bit exhausted because I have watched a lot of film, but I'm also relieved because I'm zeroing in on about 300 prospects that's watched a bunch of their games, written scouting reports, graded them, ranked them. So it's certainly a fun time. I'm going to be probably as ready as anyone for the draft to get here in a week.
Love it. Chris was talking about New England's comments, Elliott Wolf's comments, that they don't have to, in their view, their claim, take a quarterback at number three. Now, I know that in all these drafts there can be smoke screens and information is guarded and all of those things. But when you look at a team like New England, right, a team that does need a quarterback, and you look at this draft at three, if you're doing a two-year timeline, if you're just the Patriots and you've just accepted it's going to take you, you have to give away a season, is this the time to draft a quarterback, or is there some value in trading out of that spot and wait until next year?
Well, I think that caveat that you mentioned is vital. If the Patriots have all gotten together, Gerard Mayo, Elliott Wolf, that new regime there, they've gotten together to say, look, we know we're nowhere near competing in this loaded AFC. Even if we land the quarterback of our dreams in this class, we're still going to be behind even a few teams in our division. Then, no, I don't think they need to pick one. Now, in a vacuum, I think if you're picking at number three and you happen to kind of stumble upon a pretty good quarterback class like this one is, you should pick one. And I think the prime example of that is, look at last year with the Houston Texans. Before the draft, it was, man, this might be, again, one of the worst teams in football. They're still recovering from everything from the Bill O'Brien era, all of that kind of disaster that took place. They draft C.J. Stroud. They get aggressive again, move up right after to get Will Anderson. They get the offensive and defensive rookies of the year, and they win a playoff game. So it's a not-for-long league, and we normally say, oh, it's not for long that you're good, and by the time you're 28 or you're 30, you're too old. But it can also be not for long that you're not for long a bad team. So I think that's kind of playing both sides of the fence. But if the Patriots don't believe they're anywhere close, they should wait. But if they also realize maybe a quarterback can really spark this team in the post-Tom Brady era, this would be the class and the position for them at three to pick a quarterback.
there has been, Chris Trapasso, some interesting divergence on J.J. McCarthy from folks that talk about sports for a living, from people that talk about sports for a living who played football professionally for a living. There's just disagreement. And obviously in these drafts, it's easy to have an opinion. It is really hard to get it right. It's hard for professional GMs to get these things right. So much is on the line. You've got McCarthy going 3 in your mock draft that dropped a couple days ago. What is it that you see in that quarterback and makes you like him as much as some, but certainly more than others?
It's just the fact that I think he has the traits, and that we always talk about, you know, a day 3 edge rusher that's a moldable ball of clay. He's long, he's athletic, his best football is in front of him. It feels like, and this is half talking to people around the league and just half what he shows on film from what I've seen, that he is that player who can be a better pro or more productive or more higher volume than he was at Michigan. That it wasn't so much Michigan afraid to let him throw, it was just they knew they could win with their defense, their offensive line, and their run game. Because there were many times, whether it was against Ohio State over the last few years, whether it was in a Big Ten title game against Iowa, or even in the Rose Bowl or the national title against Alabama and Washington, respectively, when they did need that big throw from J.J. McCarthy or the big play, he usually made it. And he does have a pretty strong arm. There's the athleticism that's there. The one thing that, for me, it makes it so hard from my evaluation is apparently he's blowing the doors off of every interview that he's in, and that he's super smart when it comes to the X's and the O's. So it's very it's another element to the process that I think why he has seemingly risen up boards very much since the combine, when he's been able to get in those interview rooms with a lot of head coaches and general managers.
That's really interesting to me. Chris Trapasso here on Rider Than You. I'm Bill Ryder. Check out Chris's mock draft over at CBSSports.com. His latest dropped a few days. It's really, really, really good. This guy knows his stuff. So I wanted to ask you this, and you sort of hit on this, but I'm so curious. When you are putting together these mock drafts, to what degree is it based on the player? How do you balance player in a vacuum, team needs, team fit, what you would do if you're the GM, and what maybe you think that particular organization would do, even if it diverges from your perspective? How do you balance all of that?
Yeah, fantastic question. And I think that is the answer is it's kind of everything. You have to really factor in it all. And that's why I can do so many mock drafts, like more than a dozen over the last couple of months, because things change. Free agency changes things. You can spend time to look at the past history of certain GMs. Do they tend to lean bigger, stronger arm quarterbacks? Do they like more of the point guard? Do they need someone that's a dynamic runner like a Jaden Daniels? So you kind of have to factor that all in. You factor in your own evaluation of a player, and then you try to talk to as many people and rub elbows with as many people as you can at the combine who are in the league that are either helping make decisions for teams or know, hey, this is what the Patriots are not really liking Drake May, so to speak, or whatever the case may be. It's really, you have to combine everything together, which then leads to a bunch of different combinations, even inside the top 10. When I'm starting mock drafts, you know, as early as, you know, Senior Bowl or even before that, where there's just so many different variations based on how fluidly the offseason goes for a lot of different teams.
How good, in your estimation, watching the tape, weighing him against every other player that is available in this draft, how good is Marvin Harrison Jr. going to be in the National Football League?
He's going to be really good right away, and I don't really think it matters which team he ultimately lands on. I actually love the yards after the catch ability and the explosion of Malik Nabers from LSU more, but Marvin Harrison Jr. is an NFL-ready route runner today, and he's not, you know, Tank Dell. He's not 5'9", 165 pounds. He's 6'2.5", over 200 pounds with some of the best ball tracking that I've ever scouted. And that's over his shoulder. That's the back shoulder catch. That's with a safety flying down on a dig route to hit him when he still will bring in the football. And for as much as I do think Malik Nabers is going to be special too, he's kind of like a faster version of CeeDee Lamb or Garrett Wilson in that mold. Marvin Harrison truly could have probably been in the NFL last year and been like a 1,000-yard catch guy or a 1,000-yard receiving guy because of how nuanced he is as a route runner, and that's coupled with elite-level explosion, speed down the football field. Maybe not quite as fluid of an athlete as Nabers, but really ticks so many boxes as just a professional wide receiver.
Obviously, Chris Trapasso here on the show. Obviously, the Chicago Bears are in a really interesting position. They have a ton of picks. We feel like we all know what they're going to do at number one, but they've got another top 10 pick. What do you think they do at nine, and what do you think they should do? Which obviously can be different answers sometimes.
Yeah, I think there's two options for them. I think what they should do is prioritize wide receiver. If Malik Nabers is there, who I just gushed about, I think they need to call that pick in immediately. Even Roma Dunze from Washington. I like Brian Thomas from LSU just to give Caleb Williams to show him, say, look, we're trying to support you. We trade for Keenan Allen. You got your underneath chain mover. You have your number one that's good at the intermediate level and after the catch in DJ Moore. If you get either Nabers or Roma Dunze, you get that guy that can take the lid off the defense down the field because of speed, because of contested catchability. But the Bears only have four picks in this draft. And for as much as, you know, I just mentioned about C.J. Stroud, how quickly he turned things around in Houston, and maybe the Bears feel like they're more close to what Houston was than another team that has a top pick, maybe like a Carolina that they got that pick from. I still think that they understand that there are needs on this team. This is not a, you know, hey, we're just a quarterback away and now we're going to be in the Super Bowl. So I won't be surprised if they get to nine and say the two other receivers are off the board after Harrison Jr., that they actually trade back and say, look, we'll just take the best player available at like 11 or 12 or 15 if the Colts want to move up for a tackle, if the Saints want to move up for a tackle from 14. So I think they should just go receiver, but if they can't, trading back just to get some more of that mid-round cheaper labor in this draft, I think will be vital for a team that kind of feels like they're on the cusp, especially if Caleb Williams is really good.
Chris, one of the things that's amazing about the NFL is the unpredictability of not just outcomes in games and outcomes of seasons, but even in the draft, teams that move up you don't see coming. I remember when the Chiefs went up and got Mahomes, when they had Alex Smith, it was at least to me a pretty surprising notion. I had buddies who covered that team that were not surprised, but it was interesting. So maybe it's for a quarterback, maybe it's not. Is there a team or two that you think are most likely to be the team that moves up earliest or most boldly in this draft?
Well, okay, this, I guess, would be labeled as a surprise because they have the second pick. I think the Washington Commanders are going to be aggressive. They have a load of draft picks. They have a new owner. They have a new general manager, new head coach. I think they want to put a stamp on this new era and that they're going to pick Jaden Daniels. Most likely, and it kind of feels like, all right, well, the draft really starts at three. We kind of have had these Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels picks penciled in for a while or written in pen for a while. But don't be surprised if they then move all the way. I think they have a couple picks like in the 30s and 40s. Use some of those picks to move up to get another premier player in this draft. And it, of course, won't be a quarterback. Could be an edge rusher. Could be another receiver. I think they could, you know, help Jaden Daniels a little bit. Offensive line needs help, and it's a great offensive tackle class. So, yes, there will be a bunch of trades. We had nine in 2022, five last year in the first round. Usually they are for quarterbacks, but don't be surprised if it's, oh, wow, the Commanders are moving all the way from the second round back into the middle of the first. I think usually with new ownership and a full regime change like we have in the nation's capital, I think – you normally see those splashy moves to really get people excited again.
Chris, when you're looking at the tape, I'd love you to give me, and it can be a big name or not, a guy who in your estimation was better as you got into the weeds on this draft class than you anticipated, and a guy who, if you were a GM, you might avoid that you hadn't expected to have that reaction to.
Chop Robinson, the edge rusher from Penn State, is the one that the more I watched, the more I liked. And I kind of knew the book on him going in. It was, hey, he's a little undersized and is not going to check a lot of those physical boxes for some teams. But he's got pretty good athleticism, a little bit raw. I literally saw him use more pass rushing moves as the season progressed. He's one of the younger prospects in this class. He's actually over 2 years younger than Jared Verse, the edge rusher from Florida State, and Laiatu-Latu, the other edge rusher from UCLA, who kind of feel like two of the three other first-round edge rushers. So he's very young, 21 years old, and the speed and the bend I thought were better than advertised. And like I mentioned, no, he's not, you know, J.J. Watt or T.J. Watt around the corner, Von Miller, in terms of just how many pass rush moves he has. But I think good enough with such upside because of his age and his athleticism, I think he's going to be really, really good in the NFL. And the one name that kind of scares me a little bit, I'll actually go with Bo Nix from Oregon. He's such an interesting case. At Auburn, does not look draftable whatsoever. Goes to Oregon and was one of the most accurate in terms of completion percentage quarterbacks in college football. Like, set a record last year, almost 78% completion. I didn't see that type of accuracy. It was very much scheme related. A lot of screens, a lot of RPO slants, like easy schemed open throws. Not a ton of defense played really outside of Utah in that Pac-12. I think he's good, but I'm a little concerned that if a team picks him in the first round to be their franchise changer, to elevate everyone around him, that's not really what he did when he had this revitalization in college at Oregon. So Bo Nix is the one that in this quarterback class, I can see it in certain circumstances with almost all these top guys, but Bo Nix scares me a little bit.
Chris Trapasso running that NFL draft marathon, nearing the end, can see the finish line. Buddy, thank you for making time. We're going to get you on next week, too, even though you're slammed. Appreciate you, and congrats on almost being at the big day. Less than a week now.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I always appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Chris Trapasso, so good at his job. He is – that's why I love CBSSports.com. Got a guy that's his whole job is to watch tape and be ready for the draft. He's got you covered at Chris Trapasso on the old Twitter X. Tom, somebody nominated me for Bum of the Week because you're getting kind of? I don't understand what's happening here.
Let's go. Perfect. Made my Friday.
Your reaction is very bum-like. I'm just trying to give you an understanding. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to. Ooh, somebody nominated Greg Doyle. That's a good one. That's it. Greg Doyle's the guy. We talked yesterday about this. I know Greg. I like Greg, who talked about and to Caitlin Clark in a way that is not acceptable. We hit that yesterday. Okay. What do you want to do on next? Other than buy or sell, what do you want to chop it up about? You like to chop it up.
We're going to chop it up about buy or sell.
Let me ask you a question real quick before we get out of here. I'm in New York next week. I have basically one day off a week, max. Yesterday, last night, I had a day off because there's no games. I chose to hang out with a friend and go to play. A week from today, I choose to go out to dinner with my friends in New York. Stuart Kovacs is going. Anthony Gallo, who you love to chop it up with in the newsroom, is going. I am officially inviting you to dinner on Friday night. It'll be early. I have an early flight that Saturday.
Oh, early. That's great. I can certainly do a 4 p.m. Eastern time dinner on Friday.
I'm inviting you to dinner.
That's great.
And it's more like 5 or 6. You need to come.
Ooh.
No, you need to come.
5 or 6.
You need to come.
5 or 6.
It's a friendship/work invitation.
I get out of work at 3 p.m. Eastern, so like, you're talking like at least 3 hours.
I get out of that. It's funny because I get out of work at 3 p.m. too, because that's when my podcast gets done. And I'll probably do it from the office. We can hang. We can have some beers before dinner.
I can't really. I didn't hear what you said there.
We're going to hang. All right. Let's do buy or sell. This is what I deal with, folks. You want to nominate for Bum of the Week? This is the friendship. This guy won't even hang out when I'm in town. Like, carve out a day. It's a blessing to this guy, by the way. He's calling. Let's do. Oh, yeah. That hurt, didn't it? Did you get
cut,
Mr.
Deep.
Rejection?
Cut deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom does have to talk to people at dinner, so it can be really hard. Let's do buy or sell headlines from sports and a take on each one with me and Mr. Social here next on Rider Than You.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Buy or sell, you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Isn't there like a raccoon in those movies, though?
Don't call him a raccoon.
There is.
Can I tell you something you're not going to like?
Oh, boy.
It's going to sound like an insult, but it's not an insult.
It's going to sound like one because it is one.
You remind me of Rocket, who you would describe as the raccoon.
Come on, man.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
It's uncanny how accurate that is as I think about it.
Not cool, man.
How do you know?
He's a raccoon.
You haven't seen the show. You don't know anything about it. Maybe raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy is the highest level of compliment. Maybe I have bestowed upon you a moniker that is a gift so beyond your imagination, it would bring you to tears.
I guess I'll leave that possibility open.
Kevin, I always get his name wrong. I'm sorry, Kevin. Kevin Folitar. I screwed that one up. What is wrong? What? Yeah, it's been 3 years. This is who you're producing. Deal with it. All right. Kevin Folitar at Foley, Ohio, where my wife is from, tweets at SportsWriter and your new handle, Pretty Daddy RTY. Pretty Daddy for Writer Than You. Love the show, but Tom needs a new X tag. I know tags are brutal or hard. Excuse me. Mine sucks too, but you're not a rando from Ohio. Suggestions. So he's got some. Are you ready for these? I'm going to read you his. You just tell me what you think. Okay?
No, this is great. I'm open to suggestions.
Tilde Writers Tino.
All right, we're going to put an X next to that one.
Do you like? Yeah, I think we're going to X that. Ooh, Bill's best boo, but BU.
All right, we're going to put an X through that one.
Really? You don't like that one?
No.
Now, the two in this is going to be the number two to make it shorter. Don't talk to me.
It's a positive. We're putting a circle around that one.
Not AI.
Yeah, I'm going to go X.
Here's my favorite. After 8, that's too late.
Oh, wow. That's, right now, that's the leader in the clubhouse.
Yep. And then I don't know what he's referring to here. I think he misspelled malcontent. Hashtag good sport.
I like that one. You clearly don't like that one.
I mean, we do need to kind of workshop Pretty Daddy RTY.
I mean, it was clearly rooted in friendship.
Well, that's the thing, is that guy usually comes after you, tweets, so I know this will probably get me nominated, but I'm nominating Bill. He's nominating me for Bum of the Week for not noticing that Pretty Daddy was going all in on your friendship with his name change. Let me ask you this, that guy. Does he get credit for going all in our friendship if he refuses to hang out again when I invited him to dinner next Friday? When I know he doesn't have work the next day? When I know he's not going to be watching sports that night? What is the argument other than I don't want to hang out with Bill?
It's very late.
6 o'clock's not that late.
Oh, yeah, but I won't get home until after 10 now.
I'm aware of how it happens. I did it last night. I'm aware of how
it's very. I got a family waiting for me at home.
You can't be with them every day. You got to teach them that sometimes daddy's got other stuff going on. Your son needs to see you in the world so he knows that's a place he also wants to go.
This is why the hashtag or the, you know, what is it, X tag after 8 is too late. This is why it's perfect.
It's why it's not perfect.
It's perfect.
Not too late for friendship if you're all in on friendship. You know what we're all in on? 20 minutes late. For Bogus Just Thrilled by herself.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
You know what, Bill? It's all right that we're late. You want to know why it's all right that we're late? Because
it's time for No Context Buy or Sell.
That's pretty funny.
We're all going rapid fire today, my friend. Right. And I'm going to do something a little unusual to start us off. It's the NFL.
Wait, you did research?
No, not that. I would never do that. No. Like, come on.
That was uncalled for. Sell that. That was uncalled. That was me. That was me. I'm just mad you want to hang out. Please give me your rapid fire, well-researched, remarkably astute. I can't wait for it by yourself.
All right. Remember you said all those things because I'm about to play something that might counter that. Bill, buy or sell Jaguars GM Trent Baalke farted yesterday while addressing the media.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Oh, my God. I mean, buy. What is there a debate out there about whether what that was?
Buy.
Never say excuse me. The time that I farted basically next to, but on top of, in a way, Brooklyn Decker, I just kept going. She said, wait, stop. And I just tried to, you don't ever. No, man.
He brought attention to it.
Excuse me. I had some tacos.
I was crying this morning.
That is, buy or sell that's fireable. I'm being serious.
Sell.
You can't fire a guy for flatulence.
Let's say that we have a new boss. Spike Eskin is gone. He's a radio host down in Philly, right? Ryan Hurley's in charge now. Let's say Ryan had you in for the first time to meet you, and you farted like that. Buy or sell would impact your career there.
Buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Trent Baalke are on a little different career path.
Buy or sell, if you were talking to Ryan and David the first time you met Ryan and you farted like that, you would say, excuse me.
Sell.
Yeah, you just...
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
Buy or sell, you think this is a true story. I was once interviewing with a big boss who was new, who hated my agent but liked me, and was debating whether or not he was going to give me a new deal when his tooth fell out of his mouth and landed on his desk. And then, horrified, he apologized, put it back in, proceeded to tell me that he liked me, and then he sneezed or something, and his tooth shot across his desk and landed on my shoe. And I had to hand it to him. Buy or sell, do you think that's a true story?
Buy.
It's a true story.
Dude, you got a weird life, man.
It's a true story.
It landed on your shoe?
I looked down, and it was sitting on my shoe, and I thought, I'm going to have to hand this to him. He's a great guy, too. But, you know, like, my brother has it, too. We're like, you know, like, if you get a tooth knocked out, they give you a temporary tooth. Who's the temp tooth?
And you picked it up with your bare hand and just handed it back to him. And he just,
I mean, what else was
right,
like, there was a
there.
Desk between us? What else was like? Buy or sell, you would have had a different solution.
Sell.
What are you going to, there was no Kleenex box. In my memory, I looked, you know, to.
I mean, maybe he let him walk over to you and pick his own tooth up off your shoe.
Off my shoe?
Everything's weird. I get it. But
bow in my presence. I mean, no.
Dude, keep your tooth in your mouth.
No, because, like, my brother, it happens.
Does it?
He's also a great guy.
Does it happen?
And I'm really hoping he's not listening. Probably not.
I don't know what else to say. So
I brought up the
on.
Other day that I can't go to my cousin's. I'm bummed that I can't go to my cousin's wedding. His dad was listening. You never know.
That's true.
I got family in Wisconsin. All right.
All right, Bill, buy or sell. That,
sorry, I just wanted to make a tooth joke. Go for it.
Bill, buy or sell Sean Payton's response yesterday when asked if the Broncos need to draft a quarterback next week.
Do we have to draft a quarterback? You'd say, man, it sure looks like we have to draft a quarterback. And yet, it's got to be the right fit, the right one. And if we had the tip sheets as to who everyone else was taking, it'd be easier to answer that question. And so that's the puzzle here.
I have a question for you off of that. Buy or sell, you think Sean Payton knows how words work?
Sell.
What is he talking? I mean, I don't know. Sell his response. I don't know. What?
Sell.
What?
Well, I'd like to know what everyone else is doing in the draft. Oh, really, Sean? Really?
Yeah. Great, pal. They really coached you up there over at Fox Sports during that tenure. Ouch. You got... He went in... All right, you know what? I withhold that comment.
I think I know where you were going, but yeah. All right, but let's go from the NFL to college. Buy or sell Deion Sanders downplaying too much the mass exodus of players from Colorado into the transfer portal.
I wish you guys do a little more homework when you start talking about the portal and understand what we're losing. What are we losing? I got time today. What are we losing? Potential. Yeah. Where? You haven't been watching practice, huh? Amen. We good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We good. We all right.
What was the question? I lost the question in the Deion Sanders spin fest.
Buy or sell Deion Sanders downplaying too much the mass exodus from Colorado.
I will buy that he's way over downplay. That the downplaying is going on
buy.
Beyond the level that it should.
I love the reporter in the background just being like, depth? What are we losing? Depth?
Buy or sell, you think there's at least a 37% chance Deion's going to prove us all wrong again.
Buy.
It's possible. That feels like the odds, though, doesn't it? Feels like not even a coin flip.
I feel a lot different about Colorado now than I did after he got hired. I felt way better this time last year.
Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Don't have good vibes right now about Colorado football. All right, Bill, hoopier than thou. Your guy, Kyrie Irving, he tried to defend himself yesterday about how he's portrayed publicly.
If you look at some of the guys on our team, we dealt with a lot of naysayers, a lot of critics, a lot of noise, just like other teams, but I think specifically with us. Somehow I was called a chaos agent for a little bit, and there was this narrative that I'm a locker room cancer, and all these things that ended up becoming just these run-of-show media pundits, and I didn't want to be the butt of anyone's joke, and I don't mind being the butt of anyone's jokes, but not at the expense or consequence of my teammates' success and our success as an organization. So I've just taken a lot of hits, learned how to hit back, learned how to protect myself, learned how to protect my brothers and my sisters, and keep the main thing the main thing.
Bill, buy or sell Kyrie's comments?
Sell.
Sell.
Don't promote anti-Semitic material. Don't do all the things you've done to be a distraction or be absent or be suspended or be unavailable. It's not my fault or anyone else's fault to talk about your shenanigans. It is your job not to engage in the shenanigans. And that is, by the way, not the proper term for the anti-Semitic drivel that he put out there. Give me a break. This is a guy who can't take responsibility, can't apologize, can't admit he's wrong, was never sorry, probably should still be suspended. It pisses me off, and we can go on to the next question. What a joke.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell Klay Thompson's reaction at the Warriors' exit interviews to being asked about his future with the team.
We don't want to talk about the season first. You want to talk about the future? There was a lot of games played, man. That was a pretty big accomplishment. What's up with y'all not wanting to live in the present, bro? It's ridiculous.
Buy or sell Clay's reaction?
Yikes, sell.
Sell.
That sounds like a guy who knows there's some tough decisions coming about his future and the amount of money he makes, whether or not he's there. I mean, by the way, we can live in the past. It's the recent past. And that past is you didn't make the playoffs. You want, what do you want, an award for playing some games? That is literally the joke. Then can I go give the Pistons their award first? Oh, I hate that. I like Clay a lot. People that succeed and succeed and succeed have a lot of trouble learning how to fail.
Bill, speaking of learning, buy or sell Charles Barkley's take on Jontay Porter's lifetime ban from the NBA.
I wish, because he's such a young kid, I want to make it clear, I understand why they did it. And rightfully so. But I wish they had said, okay, 5 years, something like that, to give him another chance. I understand, like I say, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I understand why they did it, But he's such a young kid. I wish they would. Because, you know, I'm always, Nick Saban says something, and he's the greatest college football coach ever. He says, yeah, people give me a hard time when kids screw up, and I give them a second chance. He says, what am I supposed to do with them? Am I supposed to throw them out in the trash and wonder what's going to happen for them the rest of their life? And he does, and I always tell him I admire him because, you know, we all did stuff when we were young and dumb. And he says, I'm not going to throw an 18, 19-year-old kid out in the trash and say, good luck the rest of your life. Yeah. I'm going to punish him, we're going to punish him, and we're going to give him a second chance.
Bill, buy or sell Chuck's take?
I'm going to buy his take, but I'm going to do it for reasons. Let me parse this for a second. I love and buy his empathy, and I think that is there's some humanity in that I respect, and I hear what he's saying. But the Saban point isn't the right one because those are college athletes. This is a professional sport where the standards are higher, and not every crime is the same. Not every sin is the same. There's different levels of punishment for a reason when we do various things, and this is the kind of thing that has to be punished the way that it was punished. Although, I do actually extend sympathy to Jontay Porter if these allegations are true, and the NBA clearly thinks that they are, because if he has a gambling problem, that is brutal. But having dealt with people who have gambling problems, you can have great sympathy for those people and recognize that they do great damage to those who let them too close.
All right, Bill, let's stay in the NBA here. Buy or sell Kevin Durant has more pressure on him in these playoffs than Jason Tatum does.
But where's the sound? You're on a roll, though.
Yeah, 6-for-6.
I'm going to sell. It's a really good question, and I think there's actually he has a larger legacy to protect, and the swing on that is interesting. It's a really good question. But no, Jason Tatum and the Celtics have zero excuse to not at least make a finals and probably win, and if they don't, it'll largely be because Jason Tatum plays poorly late in games.
All right, Bill, let's squeeze in one last one here. Buy or sell the Lakers beating the Nuggets in the first round would inflate LeBron's legacy.
Look, it would inflate the way I view him by.
Bye.
It won't inflate his legacy because people don't get in the weeds that much. Buy or sell, you like the idea of when we do no context and we are at the end, that then you play way too much context and then you read like a 20-minute question.
Sell.
Just checking.
That's just me.
Workshopping with you. Workshopping. You know what? We've got a pretty tantalizing bum of the week coming up where people have nominated me. Tom has attempted to nominate himself. And people around the country are competing against both of us. That means you have a chance. Fancy schmancy way of saying you got a chance, pretty daddy RTY, of being bum of the week. Is he? We'll find out after this sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. It's Writer Than You here on CBS Sports Radio. Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. Get your day off to a sweet start with Cinnabon Pull Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Points leader Kyle Larson looks to win his second race of the season on Sunday, the Geico 500 from Talladega Speedway, 500 miles, 188 laps. What's up, Tommy?
Good. Great.
You all right?
I'm good.
Keep it together, man.
I have to look in the opposite direction.
Sources tell me that there's some consternation about your performance in the office.
I need to get a hold of HR. I'm being, like, this is not right.
I mean, I'm not a part of this.
No, that's true. You're actually not.
I'm just observing it.
Yeah.
Via Skype.
Enjoying it.
I am enjoying this.
Yeah, I don't like the way I'm being treated by my colleagues here.
Yeah, for them to expect of you to do your job is outrageous.
No, that is not what's going on here.
Hey, Tom, can you do this part of your job? No!
That's not what happened.
Oh, I misread it.
They asked me to go one step further than doing my job.
Yeah, you're not a one step further kind of guy.
It's not my style.
Do you know what that style does coincide with, though? Bum of the week.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum.
All he's doing is a whole lot of damn nothing.
I'm a bum.
You rotten bum!
I'm a bum.
They're a bunch of bums.
I'm a bum. I'm a bum. I'm a bum.
Who's the bum this week? Let's find out on Writer Than You.
I gotta tell you, that is a hell of... I know we've been doing this for years. Doug crushed that imaging. Where did he find, I'm a bum, I'm a bum?
That's a great question.
Really impressive.
See, okay. he went one step further than his job.
He went several steps further. Yeah, no, it not lost on me. But I just like that other people are, you just interesting, very, very interesting series of interactions you're having there in the old office, the old newsroom. Or we'll hang out together next week. Okay, Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star is nominated for his treatment of and communications with and conversation toward Caitlin Clark, which we discussed yesterday. It was absolutely brutal and cringeworthy. I'm going to nominate Kyrie Irving for deciding to circle back on how unfair it is that people talked accurately about the things that he did. What did he say? Something about the world was against him? Yeah, the round... No, I'm sorry. It was someone else who said to me, your guy's calling you out. And I said, he's calling out the whole round world. Because all of us recognized and noticed that his behavior was totally unacceptable. And honestly, whatever outrage we had, and I had a lot, when this went down a year and a half ago, this is what I was worried about. You can't get in a person's heart, and when they apologize, you want to presume the apology's real. But obviously it wasn't real for any of this stuff. Strong contender. There's some good candidates. I've got to nominate Bobby Cakes, Robert Kraft, for the report that he undermined Bill Belichick. And it's worth pointing out that Seth Wickersham, my buddy from college, and the other guy whose name I won't say, because I don't. Is it Van Natta? He's an excellent reporter, too.
Yes.
I just don't know him. They have, and Seth in particular has, but they have broken stories for years on the Patriots. At one point, I think Van Natta was part of it, but I know Seth was. There was a report about a falling out between Belichick and Brady that everyone said wasn't true, and then a year later Brady left and there was a falling out. So I believe the report absolutely, and to undercut that guy when he's trying to find another job is reprehensible. It's ridiculous. I mean, Colorado football kind of belongs on there. Maybe don't recruit via social media and the transfer portal. Anybody else you want to kind of put on there on the old list?
I'm going to go with Buffalo Bills GM Brandon Bean saying, nah, we're good. We don't need a talented number one wide receiver. We'll figure it out.
What about you for hitting up Jared Greenberg during his crunch time? No?
I feel like I should get some brownie points there because it was a self-omission.
No, you should get brownie points for just going for it. You're
all right.
You being bold is great. This is hard. So, I could give you more names, but for me, it comes down to Kyrie and Bobby Cakes. It's really tough. You know what? For felling the hopes and dreams of several teams with your behavior off of the court, for engaging in propaganda that goes well beyond problems of sports, and for admitting to us many months, and in some cases years later, you didn't mean any words of your apology. It ain't us swinging at you. It's you swinging at yourself, and you're the bum of the week as a result, bro. Kyrie Irving, bum of the week.
That's your bum of the week.
I detest you!
On Writer Than You.
Dang. Tom avoided another one.
I am on a heater.
Speaking of a heater, if you get on the old telly, okay, that's what they call it over in England, and you get on the television, Tom, today at 2 o'clock Eastern, and you turn on CBS Sports Network, you're going to see my smiling mug, along with Ashley Nicole Moss and John Gonzalez, 1 hour live NBA talk. Let's go. Get on it. Get in there and watch it. Enjoy the magic. That's what they call it, by the way, The Office.
Not the Orlando magic.
Is it time for the magic? It confuses people, though, because then they think we're talking about the basketball team in Orlando.
Of course, of course.
What is more likely to you? Oh, did you see this? I was going to say, what's more likely to you, magic or aliens? But did you see that there's some representative out there that thinks that the government is covering up aliens?
No, man. I didn't see it.
I wanted to send it to you.
Yeah, like, whatever has to do with aliens or magic. Yeah.
Send it to you?
No, I'm out.
Send it your way.
I don't want to see it. I'm good.
All right. Plan dinner. Tell Mrs. Diesel that you're going to dinner with the boys next Friday, okay? I got to make a reservation, so I need to know that you're coming.
4 o'clock Eastern.
6 o'clock. Are you coming?
No, that's too late.
What do you know?
That's too late.
Okay. You're Booby Bum of the Week next week if you don't go.
I haven't won since March 1st.
You're veering toward reclaiming your crown. Have a good weekend. Thank you to Pretty Daddy. I'm Bill Ryder. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you here on Ryder Than You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.